In choosing Steve Lillywhite, they made an important decision.
For the LP, though, we wanted a more cinematic sound. We wanted this big screen, sort of Panavision feel. There was a lot of little music about at the time. There was a lot of sort of underground bands making sort of little noises, beep, beep, and squeak, squeak. And they were doing it all in the name of art. And we felt that we should stamp on this music, that we should develop a big and a broad sound. I'd always liked the Skids. I'd always liked, right back to the Pistols even. I like big sound, like a heavy bass drum, like a thick snare.
Steve Lillywhite knew U2 live and wanted to give them the cinematic treatment Bono has described. He broadened the sound of bass and drums, and himself and The Edge worked on the distinctive U2 guitar sound, which is much copied today.
It seemed a lot of other guitar players were, in order to be original, just they were putting down their guitar or playing the xylophone or something. But we felt that the guitar is an essential element to rock and roll. We're working with the three primary colors, you know, bass, drums, and guitar. So we're going to stick with the guitar. We wanted there to be chords, but we wanted new chords. And so we brought out those chords on Twilight. Sort of, they were crash chords in the old sense of the word, but they were harmonious in a new sense.